You are Locked On Wizards, your daily Washington Wizards podcast, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
Hey, what's up, everyone? Ben Standick here for another edition of the Locked On Wizards podcast. You can, of course, find all the podcasts on iTunes. You can find me on Twitter, at Ben Standick. You can email me, bstandick1@gmail.com. If I tell you that I didn't watch the game tonight, don't consider that to be a mail-it-in performance. I had all the right intentions to do that. I went to the Georgetown game. For those of you who were following me on Twitter, you know that. And the plan was to watch the game a little bit online while when the Georgetown game ended, watch essentially the second half. The Georgetown game went to double overtime, but they lost. So I didn't really, I was watching the Wizards, you know, a little bit, but by the time that game ended and I got done with what I was doing, you know, the Wizards game was near the conclusion. But it doesn't really matter, right? I didn't have to see this game. Because I have seen this game before. I've seen it several times this year against Dallas, Phoenix, Brooklyn a couple times. Even some games where they won against some not-so-good teams. Memphis recently where they struggled to beat a bad Grizzlies team at home. The Wizards blew a game to a team that's last in the Eastern Conference. That entered, I believe, with only 8 wins. They get outscored in the fourth quarter, 35-23. The bench had a role in it, but the starters were on the court. When from the point when the game was like 4 points, with like 6 minutes or in change to go, and things fell apart. They lose 113-99. And so I'll go back and watch this later. I'm not gonna lie, I'm a little tired right now, and I have it on in the background. I've had it on in the background for the last few minutes, and I've been watching some. But as I'm watching it, you know, the same thoughts just keeps coming through my mind that, you know, you guys have heard me say this before. We have a no turnaround. We have a no here comes the turnaround policy on this podcast. Until proven otherwise, we can't buy into it. This team has not shown the ability to be consistent, to put forth good faith and effort each and every night, or at least, you know, enough nights, you know, where you factor in the margin of error for being human. So we don't need to get into the fact that the Wizards only shot, you know, 43% from the field. I mean, the Hawks basically shot the same thing too. And, you know, we don't need to get into, I guess we could point out that they were out rebounded 53-40 because rebounding is a hustle play, right? I mean, that's the type of thing I guess actually we should note, because ultimately that is what this is all about. You know, we waste so much time on this podcast, and I say waste, I mean, I don't mean it in like a why do we even bother talking about it, but we focus so much on like, well, what does this team need to do? What's the next step? Everybody wants to make a trade idea. Get Boogie Cousins in here. Bring in DeAndre Jordan. Whatever the scenario is. Oh, they had only drafted this guy. Boy, things would be different. And look, there's definitely a lot of things that could be better. Every team could basically say that. There's enough here to win. I think we've seen this. We don't have to pretend otherwise. I mean, just because the Boston game was one game, it was an impressive game, and they looked the part. The same players went out, beat Boston, took it to them in the fourth quarter. That just lost to a terrible Atlanta team by 14 points. I say terrible. I mean, Atlanta's scrappy. Let me not completely demean them by any stretch of the imagination. I like a lot of guys on our team. Ersan Ilyasova had 20. Dennis Schroeder, he really gave it to the Wizards last year in the playoffs. Kent Bazemore, Marco Bellinelli is a threat. You know, they've got some players. But, you know, again, 8-win team. Okay? They're not getting it done that much. Otherwise, they wouldn't have been an 8-win team. They're rebuilding. That's fine. The Hawks are going through, you know, a stretch to sort of figure out, you know, where they're at and how to come through on the other side. So, whatever. It doesn't, you know, whatever. The point here is that even if the Wizards, lose. You can't, you know what, I take it back. You just can't lose to these kinds of teams. Not if you want to be taken seriously. Not if you want to be considered a real contender. You can't lose to these teams, and maybe even worse, you can't come out and just play just haphazard the way they do time and time again in these spots, these crazy lapses where they just look like that they have no interest in doing the hard things, playing defense, rebounding. What, you know, I've said this before. I'm sure I've said this on the podcast. I can't remember where I say everything I say because I either do too many podcasts or some radio hits or just talking to people like, you know, my guy Adam Rubin or Todd Dibas or others about this team, because I like talking about this team. I wouldn't do this crazy podcast 5 days a week if I didn't like talking about this team. I promise you, I'm literally getting paid nothing to do this. I just do this. I'm hoping it will work into something else, and we'll see. I may have to make a call on that one day. But I do this because I like to do it. I like talking about the Wizards. This really, I like all the teams in town because I grew up here, but this is the team I enjoy. I've enjoyed covering, or not just covering, this is the team I enjoy the most, the Wizards, the NBA, what have you. And it's frustrating because obviously, you know, I've checked out the fan part of me a long time ago, but you still, you know, you want to see these guys succeed. You want to see the best version of them that you can. And time and time again, we're not getting that. I mean, you know, look, the Wizards have a winning record still. It is not like a complete utter disaster, which on some level makes performances like tonight and some of those other games even worse, because we know that there's more here. And then it makes it worse when you go out and see them do a good job against a good team like Boston. They probably will have a good game Friday against Houston. And I think what's going on with the Wizards is it's a lesson that they have not learned. It's one I've mentioned here many times over. I'm sure I've mentioned it many times in this podcast. I've said it to probably anybody I know has heard me talk about this before. But, you know, teams take on the personality of the dominant figure. It is basically, you know, it's not scientifically proven, but you pay attention to enough teams over the years, it is the case. You know, what's always lost about the Michael Jordan experience, you know, people, of course, got really excited about the dunks and those last second shots and the tongue wagging and all that kind of stuff. But what they fail to recognize is ultimately the greatness of Michael Jordan. What separated Michael Jordan from the other players, even the All-Stars, is his ability to bring it every game. If you beat the Bulls, you beat them. Allowing some allowance for human nature, the Bulls with Michael Jordan played hard all the time. Maybe he doesn't make his shots every game. Maybe the other guy gets the best of him, but he came to play. I say the same thing about a team that I definitely have not liked over the years, the Duke Blue Devils under Mike Krzyzewski, particularly in the earlier days when he had guys who would stay in 2, 3, and 4 years, not just these freshman situations. As much as I couldn't stand Duke, and as much as the fan in me wouldn't want to give them credit, the one thing I remember when Maryland finally started getting to Duke, Maryland was playing fantastic. They just weren't getting lucky. They were playing at an extremely high level. That's why Maryland and Duke for a couple years there was like the biggest rivalry in college basketball, because those games were intense, because Duke made Maryland rise up, because you were not going to beat that team just by showing up. LeBron James, you guys know, I'm not the biggest LeBron James fan out there. I'm definitely not a LeBron stan by any stretch of the imagination. The dude shows up. The dude plays hard every game. Same thing with Kobe. The San Antonio Spurs, you know, Greg Popovich is great, but Tim Duncan, he set the tone there. David Robinson on some level, but I think Tim Duncan went to another place. It's not just the most talented guys. It's that they, the hardest workers. If Tim Duncan is setting a level for a certain bar that he's going to play at, not just in games, in practice, do all the things you have to do to win games. You as the lesser player, what are you going to do? Not do what Tim Duncan's doing? You have no choice. That's also why, and when you do that, when you follow the lead of your best players, And they set the tone, and you do it night in and night out and night in and night out. Then even if that player misses a game for an injury or they rest or, you know, whatever it is, the other players are, they're conditioned. They're doing it now. Now they're going to hold up that tradition. So that's why, like, today the Spurs, even when Kawhi Leonard's been out this year and Tim Duncan's now been gone for a little bit, they still have that vibe, that tradition. They have that wealth of knowledge, that feeling, what it takes to win, what it takes to me to be a winner. Being an all-star is great, and you need to be, and you need all-star players on your teams, but that doesn't make you a winner. And time again, we just keep seeing the Wizards. They think they know what it takes to win, but they let it, but they don't take it all the way. We all keep saying they keep playing down to the level of competition, right? They're bad against the bad teams. They're good against the good teams. So you could say, well, hey, look, when you get to the playoffs, this won't be an issue anymore, right? Because there's no bad teams, right? So you won't have that issue. That's not how it works. No, that's not how it works. The Wizards will, and they, you know, we've seen it happen already in these last couple of years. You're gonna have a spell where you let down because you're used to doing that. If you want to be a great team, you have to do it all the time. And look, everything I'm saying on some level is something you've heard and every coach say before a game, after a game, but, you know, after a tough loss, in the movies. This is what they all say. You got to play hard. You got to do all that stuff. It's much easier said than done. As a fellow human being who constantly is disappointing himself by not getting the assignments I need done for work, or not cleaning up, you know, my house and letting things get to be a wreck, or, you know, really just not sitting down and focusing on what do I need to do to better my situation? How do I need to focus? What do I go to the gym, for God's sake? Gotta lose, you know, gotta get in there, gotta get disciplined, gotta lose some weight, eat better. I totally understand the inability to bring it every game. Unfortunately, I do. But this is the world of professional sports. It doesn't allow for the same allowances. Nobody's paying money as a fan, as ownership, as whatever it is, to watch me live my life. It is not the same. It is not the same thing. These guys are getting paid good money to go do this thing. It's a lot of fun. They do a very good job at it for the most part. I like these guys, but they're just not bringing it consistently. And we can all sit here and pretend that, you know, this is all Ernie Grunfeld's fault. If Ernie Grunfeld doesn't spend the money on Jan Mahimi and instead spends it on somebody who's better, that this wouldn't be happening. You know, John Wall said recently, this has been happening the whole time he's been there. We're going to blame Ernie Grunfeld literally for everything? I don't think so. You know, even the haters out there can't do that with everything. There's enough talent here to win. We can't sit here and say this basic same team with a lousier bench won 49 games last year. So they'll bring it or they won't. That's really all there is to it. They will either figure out a way to start understanding what it takes to win games, or they won't. They will understand what they have to do, what separates them from Cleveland and, Golden State to on some level, or just the elite teams. They show up and play. It really is that simple. I mean, like I said, you factor in the human part of it all, and none of us are perfect, but, you know, the Wizards time and time again just do not play hard enough in these games. There's just no excuse. They're playing professional athletes and you're going to lose some games, and that's fine. But, you know, it can't keep being this habit that we keep seeing where they just, you know, don't play that well against the lesser teams. So, you know, like I said, I mean, you look at the box score. John Wall had 10 points and 11 assists. He had, I believe, 5 assists in the first quarter. Bradley Beal with 20 on 7 of 19 shooting. Marquise Morris, you know, some good signs there. 18 points, 8 rebounds. They obviously need him to get going. Otto Porter, 15 points. Marcin Gortat, 2 points, 4 rebounds in 21 minutes. That's obviously a terrible line. Again, didn't really watch the game, just looking at the box score here. Jody Meeks with 12 off the bench. You know, that's pretty good. It's got to be the most he scored in some time. Satoransky, you know, 2 points, 4 assists. The second unit's been off a little bit the last couple of games or so. Everything I just said is important. And these, you know, the Wizards, you know, shot 38% from three. That's certainly not terrible. 13 turnovers. You know, you can live with that. But, you know, it's all about effort. It really is. It's just that simple. I mean, effort doesn't mean realistically you have to dive for every loose ball, you know, or that you have to, you know, every single 100% of every play you have to give it all. But you really do have to play smart and understand what it takes to win. And it's just unclear that these guys do. And look, you know, they've made the second round of the Eastern Conference semifinals. Or they've made the semifinals of the Eastern Conference playoffs, you know, 3 of the last 4 years. You know, when they did it the first time, it was a pretty cool accomplishment. They hadn't done anything in you know, since the Gilbert Arenas era. And then they did it the second time, and, you know, if Paul Pierce, you know, that shot drops a tick early, you know, he leaves his hands a tick earlier. You know, who knows what happens? It goes to overtime. Maybe they get game 7. Maybe they knock off Atlanta. They don't make it the next year. Change the head coach. They come back. They win 49 games. And, you know, they took Boston to a game 7. And it basically was decided by which team had home court advantage. But in essentially in almost all of those circumstances, we were kind of babying them. And not inappropriately. They were learning along the way, right? Which is fine. I mean, you know, Bradley Beal's been a part of all those teams. He's only 24 now. So, you know, this is still a young team, but there's no more babying now. This is a team that came in very confident this season. Some would say cocky. You know, arguably the number two team in the Eastern Conference was the perception that I thought was definitely, well, not definitely, but I thought was definitely a reasonable one to take if you thought that. And, you know, they're not playing like that. Again, this isn't a disaster. They're over 500. They are 19-16. That's good enough for fifth in the East. So we're not talking about some team that's, you know, heading to the lottery. But, you know, we're also not talking about a team that's playing for a title. And ultimately, you know, you guys remember back when the season started, and every conversation I had with Adam Rubin or anybody else, all my thoughts in terms of where the Wizards were at weren't about that game. It was about the bigger picture. In the playoff series against a Cleveland or a Boston or what have you, What do the Wizards have? This piece, that piece. You know, and they've raised the bar because of their level of play, but also their attitude, their cockiness. They kept saying Cleveland didn't want them. They kept saying they were the better team than Boston. Maybe they're right, but they're not playing like any of that right now. And ultimately, it just comes down to, do you want this or not? Do you understand what it takes to win? And if you don't, then Scott Brooks has got a problem. He's got to figure out how to get it through to these guys. It's been an organizational issue for some time now, even before John Wall, in terms of sort of the inmates running the asylum, and does the coaching staff always have enough strength to, or power or whatever, to discipline or to sit or whatever, you know, star players. And, you know, I'm not necessarily saying you have to bench any of the starters. But at the same point, somehow the message has got to get through it. If they can't figure it out, then it may have to be some sort of drastic step. So, look, I've just rambled here for a long time. And like I said, I really had nothing to say about the game. Because I didn't really, I saw a few minutes here and there. And what I saw was what I recognized. That this team is just inconsistent with bringing consistency. I know what that doesn't make any sense, but you know what I mean. So, until they figure out what it takes to win, I don't think anything's gonna change anytime soon. Teams take on the personality of the dominant figure. typically that's, especially in the NBA, that's the best player, the best players, what have you. It just has to start right there. They have to show up every game and deliver it. They can't just, you know, pretend, assume, believe that you're going to take out this other team because, you know, you're the Washington Wizards and people have said you're good. They are good. We've seen them be almost great. I can't say great. That term gets overused, right? Can't say great. Because, you know, Golden State's great in the NBA context. The Cavaliers with LeBron are great. Everybody else is, you know, pretty good to, you know, whatever the Sixers were the last few years. Anyway, so I've rambled enough here. I'll watch this game later or as much of it as I can. And, you know, like I said, it probably won't change any difference to what I've been saying here. They've got Houston on Friday. Obviously, James, you know, it sounds like Chris Paul's out. Clint Capella's out. But you still got James Harden. That in and of itself will be a massive challenge. And it would be for any game. And you know what the real bummer of this Atlanta game is that after the Boston win, they clobbered Orlando. If you beat Atlanta, you got a 3-game winning streak coming into this thing. Maybe there is some momentum building because wow, if you beat Boston and you beat Houston, the two teams that have been leading the conference, I mean, that's a big deal, right? That's going to say something about where you are as a team. But now, even if they beat the Rockets, you know what can be said? We can't believe that it's going to be, you know, that they're going to get the next game against a suspect team. So that's a bummer right there. I mean, just the fact that it's hard to take this seriously right now. Knowing that, you know, the next game, who knows what they're going to do. So, all right, anyway, enough out of me. I've really already talked more here than I imagined that I would. So, I'm just going to end it there. Thank you guys, as always, for listening. Thank you for listening to me ramble. I don't even know what I said. Hopefully it made some sense, but we'll see. You know, bottom line is they got to figure this thing out. They got to create good habits. It's not enough just to make the playoffs. It's not enough to get a home court advantage. You have to know how to win. And until they do, it's hard to see why anything is going to change. The best teams with the best players probably have the best habits, and they know how to win, and they know what it takes to get that done. And you know, the Wizards right now are not in that space. We'll see if they can get out of it. But until they do, we're going to stay with the rule on this podcast. We're not believing it until we see it. All right. I'll stop rambling there. Thanks to you guys for listening. Back at it. More podcasts this week. Wizards at home Friday against Houston. So we'll stop there. Until next time. See ya.
Deal gets open for three. Dagger!
Long drive, long bounce shot. Dagger!